Call the meeting in order. I pledge
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Gaylord.
Here.
Grunch.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Sansom.
Here.
Town.
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, first item tonight is the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission staff or the public may ask at any time on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. And tonight we have three items on there. Everybody's okay with it? I'll call for a motion from the board.
I move to accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Our next item is hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. If we have someone in the audience tonight that has something to say that's not on the agenda, please address the board. Thank you. Ron?
Ron Crozier, 1121 Crozier Crest, representing the Point State Veterans Memorial. I just want to thank the Chief Craig and his staff for helping us on Memorial Day. Turned out to be a beautiful Memorial Day, and then the city workers mowing around the Veterans Park and so on and so forth, and representing and making it look good. I thank you.
Thank you, Ron, for your comments. Appreciate it. Appreciate all your work you've done.
George needs the compliments.
And thank you, George.
Thank you. Embarrassing.
Yes.
Correspondence is our next item on here. I do not have any myself. Is there any advice on it?
No.
Okay. Next item is city manager's report.
Well, it's nice to be back. It's been a while after two meetings away. I appreciate the commission's understanding for my absence during both of those matters. Our weekly city rubbish collection began last week on the 3rd, and we have 2 weeks left to go, including this week. Loads for the first week were pretty heavy. We filled our first truck during the process at 11:30 on Wednesdays, and the next day we filled it at 11 o'clock. So we're getting a good response to it again. And again, people have 2 more weeks to get their stuff up until we stop until around Labor Day. It's amazing in the last couple weeks just how much the city has started to pop and really, you know, look like it's coming together and nice for the summer. We mentioned about the mowings at the memorials. The whole town's been really good. Things like the garden club out there, planting their flowers, and even, it's amazing how much of a difference that it seemed to me to make with the road striping. I just seen the additional color around there, so town's starting to look good. I want to extend congratulations to Paul Nichols and his Michigan Mountain Mayhem event that was held this last week in Boone City. He had 1,500 registered bikers for the event, and this is its only 3rd year. Despite some bad weather, especially for those who were camped out at the high school Friday night, it has been reported as an overall huge success. Since our last city commission meeting, at least 3 new businesses have opened in town, including The Brook, which opened their 42-unit senior residential development on Vogel Street. Boeing Parasail, which began their operations with their new parasail rides out from the One Water Marina Dock. I had the opportunity to try one of those out, and the view from up there is spectacular, and it's not too scary at all, thankfully. And the Thirsty Jolt, which began serving meals and drinks out of their restaurant on South Lake Street in the last week. So a lot of good things going on. Speaking of good things going on, there's a lot of positive buzz going on around town about the Boeing pension provisions, a new look at water and park streets. They'll be having a ribbon cutting of their remodeled store this Friday at 9 o'clock in conjunction with Team Boeing's regular meeting. Then they'll be basically wrapping up work of their project shortly for the summer season until after Labor Day, when they'll be putting an expansion on the back of the building towards the river. Copies of the city's updated drinking water quality report for 2011 are now available here at City Hall or on our website. Over 170 items were tested for, and only 18 of those came back with any detectable response results, and nothing needed to report on any of those. The city met all its monitoring and reporting requirements. I believe that about a quarter of a cent per gallon, Boeing's drinking water is not only safe, but a reliable value as well. On a not-so-positive note, Buddy Hayden is scheduled to be sentenced Friday morning in the 33rd Circuit Court for his embezzlement from the city and the fire department. Stroll the Street starts this Friday for its 2012 season. They're adding a couple more weeks to it because of the popularity of this event, so they're trying it out a little bit earlier and seeing how that goes. Interviews with five police chief candidates are scheduled to take place on Friday, June 22nd. A panel of two police professionals and two city management professionals will be assisting me with the interview process, and we hope to have some results to report on that shortly thereafter. If you have any questions on these or other items, I'd be glad to try and address them.
Thank you, Mike. Our next item tonight is reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. And presented to us also is a draft minutes from all the boards that represent the different entities of the city. Do we have any questions from the commission in regards to any of the materials?
No, it's good. Well,
I only have one question, I guess. On the farmer's market, it said that some vendors have been turned away because it didn't fit in with the mission statement. What types of vendors were those? Does anyone tell me that?
I'd like to answer that.
Okay.
They would be crafters.
Okay.
Most likely the crafters. We're really trying to limit the number of crafters that are in the market so we have room for local foods.
Okay. Baked goods. I was just curious because it didn't specify. So, thanks.
Anyone else? Okay. We'll move to unfinished business. At this time, we'll have an update about in reference to Christmas products. Scott, will you?
Thank you, Mayor. Resource Systems Group continues to work on developing the noise assessment of Kirtland products. I spoke with Eddie Duncan last week, and they said they were about 75% completed with going through the data, and they anticipated this week they'll begin developing the 3D sound model, and then once that's completed, they can send that to their engineering consultant who will look at mitigation solutions. So hopefully sometime later next week, we'll have something that they can provide for us in formal or completed form. So I'll keep you updated on that. When they were doing that noise assessment, they were running 24 hours. During that period, we received a number of complaints from folks that could not sleep through the night. Me and Hugh Conklin met with Leon Tupper and Tom Monley and expressed our concerns in that regard. To alleviate that, they changed their hours to 6 to 11. That seemed to satisfy some of the folks that couldn't sleep. Of course, you know, it's 11 o'clock, it's still late, so some people are still, you know, still hearing it and still complaining. So we will continue with the committee as once as we get data back, and hopefully we'll be having a meeting next week when we hear back from RSG, and move on from there. If there's any questions, I'll be able to answer.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Gentleman from Kirtland Products, do you wish to address the commission on any of the...
I have no further.
I don't think we have anything to add at this time. Okay. We're continuing to assess the combination of our needs to be in full compliance with the MDEQ requirements that we operate at full capacity to allow for the staff testing. That has been delayed. We are not at that level yet. And we are hampered by the fact that we are unable to operate at this point in time in the full 24 hours, which gives us capacity to do that. So that will delay for some time yet to specify our ability to be ready for the staff testing to the MDEQ standards.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight, too. We appreciate you coming and keeping us updated. Is there anyone in the audience, or I should start with our staff, anybody from our staff or department heads have any questions? Citizens, do we have any citizens that wish to address the board in regards to Kirtland update? Okay, commissioners? Laura, would you like to start?
Just a quick question. What is your time schedule exactly? Is it like Tuesday through Friday, or?
Oh, we haven't determined that yet. We're down this week. We're trying to determine what our schedule is going to be for the following week.
So nobody knows what your schedule is going to be exactly, except 6 a.m. till 11 p.m.?
Oh, we don't even know that. We agreed to do that last week because we were asked on Monday, which was 20 hours before we were supposed to start our Tuesday through Thursday schedule, to consider modifying our schedule. So we didn't have much time to react, so we agreed that we would change to 6 until 11 for the balance of the week until we could figure out what impacts that had and whether or not we'd be able to continue on that schedule. So we're working through those issues.
Okay. Derek, do you have any questions?
Just one. The stack testing, what was the deadline again for that from the state?
Originally it was April.
Okay.
And then they gave us an extension because of the fact that we didn't run for 11 weeks. And now they're asking us for an updated schedule. And that, the fact, if we decide not to run 24 hours, like we talked in the February meeting, that impedes our ability to get up to full volume be able to get the stack testing. So we're trying to work through those issues.
Set. Jane?
No, I have no questions. Scott didn't have any questions. Still waiting to hear what kind of data we come up with. Any solutions yet?
Tom?
No questions.
I don't have any further questions either. Mike, do you have anything?
Nothing further at this time.
Okay. Thank you again, Leon and Tom and Mike, for being with us tonight. Our next item on the agenda tonight is the South Park Street reconstruction project. Consideration to authorize seeking of bids for the South Park Street reconstruction project. as revised, with the exception of changing the first four parking spaces on the west side of Park Street, south of Water Street, to six angle parking spots or spaces. So at this time, I believe we're going to turn it over to Mike.
In your agenda packet, commissioners, it was a memo for myself and a revised plan from the one that you saw at the last city commission meeting, showing a number of the changes that the city commission requested and discussed at that point. The changes that are identified were showing the driveway behind the library to remain open, maintaining 45-degree diagonal parking in front of True Value Hardware, similar to what's there now, revising the parking in front of Pat O'Brien's, or along the side of, I should say, Pat O'Brien's building to be parallel parking, which was then lined up with the parallel parking in front of the railroad building immediately to the south. Pulled back the east side of the northwest bulb at the intersection of Park and Ray Streets, where we do not have a pedestrian crossing. Because we're not looking to encourage people to cross at that location, so we're looking to maintain a deeper throat at that location there.
So that's going to be in the paving bricks instead of...
Yeah, currently that is paving bricks as it is okay. Now. That will stay paving bricks, but the island will be shorter. Again, it's moved snugged up this way since we're not going to have pedestrian crossings at this location. We're only doing the pedestrian crossings here, so we'll have the more traditional bump out like we do in the other parts of the downtown. This will stay the planting area where the garden club is currently on that location. We've also added in three locations under this drawing, 1, 2, and 3, potential locations for tree grates to go to help break that up and also start the transition into the greener area. Since our last meeting, we've kept up the public information signs at the project site. Since that meeting, Jim White, the owner of Ace Hardware, who I believe is still here, expressed his concerns about the proposed change in this location here. From what was shown on the earlier plans of angle parking to parallel parking. The Main Street Board also discussed this matter at their meeting last Thursday, but really kind of arrive at a consensus as to what option might be better. I think there's pros and cons with either option. I really don't see an advantage either way with regards to the ease of parking. Some people are good at parallel parking, others aren't. Some people aren't very good at angled parking either. They both have their challenges, and I think it's a personal preference for many people with one or the other, or both. Although we've had both types of parking, angled and parallel parking throughout our downtown over a long period of time, we don't seem to have any more problem with one or the other. In terms of safety or ease, I see it basically as a draw. With the parallel parking, we have the advantage of being able to provide a wider sidewalk in this area than what's there currently. But that may not be much advantage, at least with the current businesses that are there. It might be in some days. Again, we have the side of the real estate office here and the bike shop here, and they are not overly heavy users of the sidewalk as it is currently. With the angle parking, the main advantage is the additional parking it provides. In the case for this small area, two more parking spaces would be in the heart of our downtown. To me, that's the biggest issue and should be the deciding factor. With regards to the concerns that have been expressed about the angle parking close to an intersection, we have almost that exact same circumstance in three other locations in the downtown. One further up on Water Street, just outside Thick and Juicy, as you're coming around past the Kilwins. On the other side here of the Park Street intersection, on Water Street, right in front of the Ace Hardware. And I would draw a comparable comparison over here as you're coming south on Park Street, if you're going across the bridge into the Boyne Country Provisions area. Again, we have similar areas where we've got angled parking backing out into areas with limited visibility, and it really hasn't been a problem in these years. So, I guess my question that I would pose is, if we're not having a problem someplace else, why would we expect more of a problem here? Especially when some of these other locations are on Water Street, where we have a lot higher traffic and potentially speed versus Park Street, which is a lower volume street. Not much, but a little bit lower. Throughout the downtown, traffic is tight, which is what we should want. It slows traffic down, slows down the traffic, and keeps people on the watch. If our goal is to be putting the pieces in place to help create a thriving downtown, those two parking spaces and the business and convenience they should support, giving no major opposing factors, I keep coming to the conclusion that angle parking should be installed in this location. At the Main Street meeting, and also previously in some staff meetings, we've discussed the idea of reverse angle parking at this location, which has been tried in some other communities. The closest to us has been in Elk Rapids downtown. It seems to address many of the concerns expressed about angle parking, but it was decided that this was not the time or location to start that discussion. It should be noted, however, that if we did try to ever use reverse angle parking, that all it would require is basically paint changes for most of the parking spaces we have downtown, the angle parking spaces. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think the staff and most of the businesses along there believe the project before you is a good quality project and should proceed as soon as possible. Is it perfect? Probably not, but nothing ever is, especially when we're trying to fit things into existing spaces. Our goal is to make it the best it can be to service now and in the future. I'd encourage the City Commission to authorize the project to go forward for bidding if we hope to have any chance of completing this project this year. We're working our way through our state approvals with regards to environmental reviews and things of that nature, and it seems to be that we still have a fairly good chance we act quickly to get this project done yet this year. And there are advantages for that. One, we'll have the improved situation with regards to the roads and the parking areas and the sidewalks. Two, it'll also improve our opportunity to go after other grants if we choose to in the future. We've noted in the past that we've had open grants in the past with the state. They have basically gone on to other communities that didn't have open grants when they had opportunities for some. So it's a recommendation that the City Commission authorize the seeking of bids for the South Park Street reconstruction project as revised, with the exception of changing the first four parallel parking spaces on the west side of Park Street south of Water Street to six angle parking spaces. And then we have a variety of options, which are one, to proceed with revised plans as they have been presented by C2AE, postpone the matter for further consideration or information, or some other options as are determined by the City Commission. I should also let you know that I was contacted by Tim from the co-op asking what was going to be on the agenda here tonight and what the discussion was. Basically, I told him that we were still looking at the 45-degree angle parking spaces here, and he was pleased with that. I mentioned to him the discussion I just went through here with regards to the angle parking, and he didn't have any real concerns one way or the other with that, for what that's worth. Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have now or later.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Larry, do you have anything to add to this discussion at this time?
Actually, no. I think, as Mike mentioned, we went back and made all the revisions that we discussed at the last commission meeting. The memo outlines pretty much all the changes and some of the discussions that we had previously. I will say that we provided some additional information on curb bulbs for downtown areas and impacts on parking and pedestrians for your consideration. But with that, no, I have nothing else to add unless particular questions.
Okay, thank you. Staff or department heads, anybody have a question to bring to the commission at this time? Who's going to be the project manager, Mike, for the city?
Dan Meads.
Dan, okay.
Dan's undertaking this project, and he's undertaking the Hannah Street project.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do we have any citizens' comments in regards to the South Street project? South Park Street, excuse me. Ron?
Yeah. Ron Kroger, 1121 Kroger Crest. I have a business here in town, and I have a work van, and any time that I pull out to that first spot in front of Ace, you can't see a car coming. And if you're five spots down, you still can't see. And today I almost got hit because you can't see a vehicle. And you're going to have the same thing over here with O'Brien. It's the same thing, and even down Thick and Juicy. I almost got hit last year down there. And I wish those buffaloes were there, and I wish those angle parking, because it's dangerous. You cannot see, even with the windows on in front of Ace, you can look and see if there's a car and back out slow, but today I almost got hit again. I think it's a mistake.
Jim?
I couldn't tell from Michael Kane's talk. The picture we're looking at is not what he's recommending. He's recommending some angle parking on the Pat O'Brien's.
No. That is correct. No. He's recommending not the angle parking.
Can you put up that picture? So we know that?
Just in front of the
No, I think he had a proposed, maybe the library had a proposed meeting with an actual drawing, not a picture, an actual drawing of angle parking on Pat O'Brien's side. Do you have that, Larry?
No.
No.
Well, actually, I do. It was one of the original colored renderings from the previous meeting.
Yeah, four choices.
I do. It may take a minute to open this. It may take a minute for that.
This was first proposed at the library meeting a month ago, whatever. It was pointed out by Larry and whoever that this kind of creates a straight across shot from by Bund Country Provisions all the way across by Pat O'Brien's building without having offset. Is that right, Larry?
That's correct. This is the least amount of offset. Right.
Well, at the time I thought that made sense. But since then I've seen over there by the Caldwell Banker and by the post office. There's a big offset there. I think there's an offset down by Lake Street. And those offsets are not the end of the world, and somebody's going along to offset. The problems I see with putting the angle parking in front of Pat O'Brien's and the bike shop, and then flipping it to in front of the co-op there, is that, first of all, it's a change, so people got to get used to the change. But when people park next to my Ace Hardware and back out, they really have one concern. Is there a car coming down Park Street fast that's going to run into them? They back out slowly and they see there's nobody coming to back out. And unless they sneak out of the alley real fast, they've got to come quite a ways to surprise them. But when they start backing out in front of the bike shop and Pat O'Brien's there, cars can roll around the corner from either direction. Off of Water Street there, or come buzzing through the light if they're trying to beat the light, and surprise that guy who's backing out there. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, when that guy's backing out, anybody that parks along the way it's set right there has to stay in that green area, if I'm reading it right. That's the lane of traffic going south. When they're on the opposite side, they have two lanes to back into. Anybody that backs out next to my turnout can back out in the turn lane and the straight through lane. And so they don't have to be quite so careful as they're back out. Are they going to cross into traffic going in the other direction? But when you flip it the other way, they do. Does that make sense to anybody? Mm-hmm. So there's some advantages to keeping it right along with the co-op, consistent all across there. And the offset is the issue. You're going to create a little bit bigger sidewalk in front of co-op, a little bigger sidewalk. It's the Ace Hardware there. I don't know how much, but not a heck of a lot. So when trucks pull up there with a big plow, first of all, they have a curb that stops your tires, which you don't have right now. Second of all, there's a little more space for their snowplow or the front of their vehicle to stick in, and still people that are walking by and wheelchairs just walking by to get by. That's a problem right now, because with no curb, it's been anyway for the last 35 years, some people drive right up onto the sidewalk with their vehicle. So a curb alone is going to help a lot. Moving that curb out a little bit and reducing the curb over there by Cattle Brands and the Bunch Shop is a trade-off that creates the only problem. It's a little bit of an offset there, perhaps more than it is right now. For cars that are going straight through Park Street from Bunker to the divisions, on through, right through the light there, a little offset. I don't think it's going to negate the advantages of having the parking where people can back out more safely. The other thing is, Michael alluded to the fact that in front of Ace Hardware, there's a bump out that people back into. And if you look at that, size of that, if you've done that picture, it's quite big. So as you back up, you don't back into the walkway. If you start putting the spots on the opposite side like they are in this picture, as that person in the first spot backs out, he's going to be backing right into the intersection, or not the intersection, but the walkway where people walk. Because you notice the bump out there is not very big. So at the first meeting, I thought it was a trade-off. It doesn't make a difference if the park people park over there or park on my side. Really not that interested. But the disadvantages of parking on Calbrand's at a bike shop are really more than meets the eye. Breaks up the consistency of angle parking all the way along that co-op to the corner and creates a number of problems for people backing out of there.
Mike?
So Jim, what you're saying, I think, is you'd rather see the angle parking stay closer to your store.
But it makes more sense, because as people back out, you know, they've been parking next to the store 35 years, as they back out, they're looking over their shoulder, trying to look past the car that's next to them. They're trying to see, is somebody coming down, steaming down Park Street in front of the co-op, going fast, and we're going to back into somebody. As they back out, they can actually back out two lanes in most cases. You see that brown thing there? They can back out of that area without a problem because they're not going to get traffic going the other direction. So you're right, Mike. At the first meeting when I went to, I didn't see it as a big deal. Since then, I looked at it and don't really think it's a change, but change isn't always better. And the offset was the main justification for putting it to the opposite side. And if you look around our town, we have a number of offsets that don't create that big a problem. People don't go crash into the cars in the turn, and you just go a little bit to the right, even in the wintertime.
Mike?
This picture represents what Jim was talking about. It wasn't one of the many options that we talked about. We tried to flesh out every possible option that we could think of when we put this thing together and just took them out to the people and said, okay, which ones do we like? And again, the city has gotten some degree of flack with regards to some of the offsets over there by 5th, 3rd, and over there by the Thirsty Goat intersections as well, too, where we transition from one type of parking situation into another. You can see the parking situation or the offsets on the lanes here, how they basically shift to the west as you're going south towards Pat O'Brien's, and then you have to come back around with regards to straighten out again. That's going to be worse than it currently is now with regards to that offset, because one of the issues that we've been dealing with is pedestrian circulation. We've got a number of complaints, and George can speak to these specifically, with regards to people not being able to get through here as handicapped folks. So this sidewalk is becoming wider. Mm-hmm. And with people's, you know, even with a curb here, somebody with a good sized plow on there, you're taking off a good chunk of sidewalk right there with the angle parking sticking into that. It would still happen on the other side too, but there's more sidewalk to work with there currently. So the question that we're dealing with right now is, one of the questions before the commission is, which alternative you think is going to be better? And there's trade-offs on everyone that you're going to come across. Mm-hmm.
Jim?
I never really could figure out the sidewalk right now, what's the present distance? Because there's no curb there, it's just a sidewalk over the road. Cars do not always stop consistently at what you could consider a curb. How much farther out are you talking about putting the curb in front of co-op and next to East Hardware? Is the curb going to be 2 feet farther out?
I
I think this gives you a pretty good idea with the aerial overlaid on it, that this is the distance out. It'd be several feet. You can see where it takes into that car.
Mm-hmm. There is a sidewalk, a paved sidewalk, going to be about the size it is now. Is there additional bricks and curb are going to be set out there?
Yes.
And you know about, is that additional bricks 2 foot or 3 foot?
I believe it's 3 feet.
So that correspondingly, you're going to reduce the opposite side of the street where the white shop is, about 3 feet?
Yes, you can see distance. That. And also push the traffic lane 3 feet to the west.
Right.
Can all this, either one of these changes be made after the bid process has gone through, ironed out later?
It probably won't affect the quantities too much, but the issues are still going to remain as they are today and as they were last time we met. I mean, one of the issues that we've been struggling with on this, I mean, there isn't a clear consensus. We have people of goodwill with different views on what they think is the best alternative for this. And I mean, this is a situation we face with almost every street project we do, especially in the downtown, where we're using 1 inch of the right-of-way to the other inch of the right-of-way on either side. When we're building the building, we're using all of it and trying to make it work. And we looked at, I don't know if you recall some of the earlier options, we looked at taking out the turn lane to see if we could find some space, but we're concerned about the stacking.
Well, rephrasing my question, can we go through the bid process and iron this out later?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay. Because I think that's a very valid presentation that Jim has made, and observation, appreciate it. Do we have anyone else? Has citizens' comments wish to ask our city manager or our engineer from C2AE a question? Well, if not, we'll go for board discussion. Tom, would you like to start?
I guess I agree with Mike that, well, first of all, I think both are so similar, but if we have a net gain of two spaces, that's probably valuable to the downtown merchants. With respect to Jim and his arguments, I guess I'd like to sell it tonight and would go with Mike Kane's recommendation. However, I'm flexible too. I mean, it's not written in stone as to which one's better, as Mike has explained. But I think the net gain of two is valuable.
Gene?
I agree with Tom. I'm good at the changes. I believe we should move on to this project.
Derek?
Thank you, Mayor. Larry, a couple questions, maybe more than a couple, but we'll start there. What is the width on the angle parking on that was in our packet, the latest design of the stalls? What is the width?
These were set at 10 feet.
Okay, they are 10 foot. All right. And where in that latest drawing is the handicap parking in that block?
This is not designated as handicap parking. We could take and make two stalls into one and make it handicap, but there is no handicap there designated now.
Okay. All right.
But that's a matter of striping.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the four on the Ace Hardware side of the parallel were converted back to angle and moved to 45 degrees, in your professional opinion, what is the positive or negative from an engineer standpoint?
Well, it's pretty much, you've heard several discussions and several sides,
yep.
And there's some validity to everybody's opinions. Again,
I'm asking yours.
Okay, my opinion is that either one will function and work.
Okay.
Our original preference was actually to try and keep this intersection aligned a little better and to keep the angle on the westerly side so that it lines up with the north side of Park Street as well.
It makes the throat configuration more straight through, and there are, I guess, hazards or risks with both angle and parallel parking in this location, because no matter who is there, they have to back out and cross the pedestrian crossing, and they have to back into traffic, and that traffic can be coming from any direction. So you have that same hazard from parallel or angled parking. So it's just a matter of your preference. Perhaps you can see better in your mirror with the parallel parking, but it depends on what type of vehicle you drive as well and how big your vehicle is, because the big vehicles with limited sight outside the vehicle are tough for any angled parking area, and you have to back out blind in some cases and trust that people are going to stop and see you. I agree that this is a fairly low-volume road, so that it gives us the options to configure the parking that best suits the needs of the area. So my professional engineering opinion is neither one of these presents a safety hazard that could not be overcome.
Right. 55 versus 45, is the 45 going to be an improvement if that scenario were to play? Keep the angle parking as it is right now? In your opinion?
Yes, it will. For okay. both of these situations, it will, because right. of the limited backing distance.
Sure.
Will help keep the vehicles within the driving lane. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To me, it seemed to, I think Mr. White had made the comment, and I tend to agree with that, that more continuity with the angle park. I know Mr. Crozier indicated some concern. I suppose I could defer to Officer Remsburg. How many, has there been a tremendous amount of accidents in town with backing out?
Not a tremendous amount. They do happen, but it's not a frequent occurrence.
Okay. Not to the point where you would say that it definitely should not happen?
No.
If we were to maintain angle parking along that side as well as the co-op, widen the sidewalk with curbing for improved pedestrian movement, what could be done or would be done to the bulb out and the setback on the west side to try to straighten out traffic flow? Would there be anything need to be done there?
Okay. Let me understand your question. Sure. Were you talking about angle parking on this
yep.
side?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Say 45 degrees, six spots there the way it is right now.
Okay. I'll go back to that area view and we can look at that. So, yes, the original... I guess we'll go to the color one. Our original layout, mm-hmm. you can see what creates for the offset or sure. for the deflection. Mm-hmm. This bulb out was going to stay the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Although it presents a wide, this it could be narrowed, but because of the cost and because it was there, we had just left it the same. The bulb out on the west side mm-hmm. does need to be taken out and shortened quite a bit mm-hmm. to accommodate this, because right. what we're really doing is we're maintaining the same parking, although we're pushing it all right. west to get that sidewalk. Or something.
Wider sidewalk.
Right. So we have a reduction in sidewalk on this side, an increase in sidewalk on this side, and basically pushing everything up.
Okay. I think I've heard what I need here.
Laura?
Oh, just a couple of things. I guess I like the consistency of staying with the angle parking on one side and all and parallel on the other side. I think that just makes more sense to me. If you're driving down and you're used to driving in one direction, you know you're going to be parking parallel, and you know that you're going the other way, you're parking angle. So that makes sense. I'm just wondering if, is it really necessary to have a right turn lane at that location? If we have a left turn lane, that eases the traffic flow. I drive that stretch every day back and forth probably four or five times a day, and it doesn't seem to be that much of a help to be able to turn into a right turn lane to turn right at that point for some reason. It doesn't ever seem to be that backed up with traffic, unless it's maybe 4th of July or some, you know, special holiday event. And I'm just wondering if we could eliminate that right turn lane, just as an idea, and make that bump out even a little further for the pedestrian, then that would kind of shield those areas that would be the angle parking along the Ace Hardware side.
Okay.
Just a thought, maybe.
Sure. So you're saying we should eliminate this lane?
Yeah, if you eliminated the right turn lane.
But it's a combined lane. It's a straight through and right turn. So you would also be eliminating the straight through. We did have an option where we eliminated the left turn lane.
Okay.
So we just had two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then you've got an unopposed left turn here. So it creates that issue across the intersection.
Okay.
Isn't that one of your options, Larry, that you had in the library?
Yes, that's correct.
Just
we did.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder how that would change the... That would actually then add more space for sidewalk area.
It'd also make the deflection in the road
a little more severe. Bigger, yeah.
More likely to have somebody that's trying to go straight run into traffic on the other side that's trying to turn left.
Yeah, okay.
So in this option, we eliminate the left turn. You could eliminate left turns altogether. But in this particular option, we showed that you could turn right, left, or go straight through from any option from that lane. And it did allow us to provide additional parking and parking on both sides. But this is the conflict that you have then.
Yeah, okay.
One of our concerns on the staff level with regards to that option as well, too, is the parking, especially the parking closest to the Ace Hardware store that's shown in this drawing is angled parking.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have more cars stacked on that.
When
I go to the intersection, you'll have like maybe one or two cars in each of the left turn lane and the through lane.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
that's
the ones closest to the alley, it's easier to get in and out of those ones.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be more opportunities where people will be sitting light after light to wait, let the traffic get through before they can back out.
Yeah, okay.
I also think it's interesting to when you get real close, you kind of start seeing okay, what on the consistency issue?
Mm-hmm.
What is the consistency you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Here you can see again, if you're heading south, you've got angle parking on one side of the Water Street intersection, then it's on the other side there as well too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It flips. It all depends on where you're going to put that flip.
Yeah. I like the, I guess I still like the parallel parking on O'Brien's side on that end with some areas for some tree plantings. I think that would be an enhancement for the downtown. So.
Anything else, Laura?
No, I was just wondering, is there any system at all that you can do a marker in the winter for the bump outs? Like, is there any like new system? I know I asked this question a few years back, where is it actually a spot where you could put a pole to mark those round outs so that it would help visibly see those?
Probably the best thing that we could come up with, but that wouldn't be detrimental or really all that expensive, would be something similar to what we use at some of our street intersections right now, or pedestrian crossings, where we have those portable markers that basically have the sign that says yield for pedestrians, something like that,
mm-hmm.
where they just wait it, and they kind of sit themselves there.
Yeah.
Those are things we could set out in the winter
mm-hmm.
that we wouldn't have to drill down or something like that. They would have different sign faces or just reflective faces on them.
Okay.
But something we could set out there on a temporary basis.
They can mark all those roundouts around town.
You can put them out at the corners of that. Now, they might get pushed back by the snowplow every now and then. We have to move
mm-hmm.
them a few times prior in the
mm-hmm.
winter. Rather than trying to drill a pole down there, or wooden stakes don't seem to last too long where we can wedge those in. Those would be an option to look at. We tried putting some reflective tape on the curbs a few years ago, but that didn't work well at all.
Mm-mm. I just wonder if there was any kind of system or anyone develop any kind of system for those around the country. That does accommodate that.
I have some thoughts on those that I can talk to Mike about and bring back to you potentially.
Okay. Right. I guess that's all I have.
I'm kind of in the thought process of my own thoughts that are, you know, to maintain those two extra spaces, I think is valuable. I believe that based on earlier question, though, the sidewalk area has been widened, by about 3 feet, both in front of the Ace Hardware and the co-op, so that it shouldn't impede the walking ability of the and the curb will stop there too. So I think it. I don't see any problem with having the angled parking, you know, in front of both of those stores. I believe that would work. But again, my concern is getting the bid process going, and if this isn't a game changer financially, that we move forward and get this out to bids and revision. If this is the only issue we're dealing with as far as revision at this time, I think the project ought to really move forward. Mm-hmm. At least the bidding part of it. Is there a financial implication to change anything with either parallel on the one side, the O'Brien side, versus having angled parking on the in front of the Ace Hardware?
My answer to that is no, as long as you make a decision before we start laying out curb and gutter, and there, mm-hmm. you know, once we break ground, the time to have that decision made is by that time, which probably is not until mid-August. Okay. So it certainly provides you some additional time. I'd like to have one direction to go. We do need to design curb grades and drainage and all of that mm-hmm. for one option. And if it changes, we make some revisions, and it's not that big of a deal. But so the biggest impact would be, you know, making some changes on the bulb out and the intersection and some grading. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as long as we do that before the contractor gets started, then we should be fine.
Okay. So if we approve this project moving forward tonight and the bid process, when will the bids go out?
We would be able to advertise for bids around the end of June.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it'd be around the 1st of August before we'd have to set it in stone as far as the final, the way it's going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mike?
Larry, when you talked about the returning the angle parking to the East Hardware side of the street, can you bring up that drawing?
Yes.
And I was curious, it seemed like you indicated there might be some implications with regards to the bulb outs at that location.
Yes, on the west side of the road.
Does it change it from what it is currently?
Yes.
And what does that change?
It's right here. If you look at this, this is the existing outline.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is what we would have to do, is pull it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So by about those 3 or 4 feet that you were talking about earlier?
Well, the bulb out actually would be a little more. It looks like about 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we have to get this through lane.
Right.
It'd be a lot easier plowing that.
Right.
It'll also be a lot smaller island for people to gather on when we have a lot of our strolled streets activities. That's one of the most popular corners in town for musicians. Look at a lot of the photographs that we've got taken down there.
Yeah.
And I know when we have a variety of events down there, especially if Water Street is closed, and we still have that intersection open for pedestrian traffic, for street traffic mm-hmm. going north and south, I have people that are concerned about traffic confusion and watching for too many things, and the fact that sharp curve makes me nervous.
Is there a planter on that corner right there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's shown up there.
Oh, it's back in. It's mm-hmm. west of it.
Yes.
West of the sidewalk. Okay.
Right.
Mm.
You had a couple comments in the audience or people raising their hands.
Andy.
One thing I might add too, with this configuration, we're going to increase the pedestrian travel distance across that intersection. Something we need to be concerned about. We may need to change the timing on the signalization of the intersection to allow for that.
So is that a problem?
Well,
changing the timing on it?
We would have to change the timing at the other intersection too, so the lights keep their perfect pattern of when a vehicle pulls up, coming down Water Street now, and the vehicle pulls up to that light, and that light turns green when they get to the intersection at Lake Street. That light is just turning green as if they're doing the speed limit. It's just turning green, so we keep the smooth traffic flow on the double green light. That would interfere with traffic flow through the downtown also. So
so it takes some conniving with the traffic signalization to get everything back in shape. But
we're talking about increasing the distance for pedestrians across the street. With the angled parking on the east side of the street there in front of Ace Hardware, would not that bump out be widened further into the intersection?
Yeah. You would have the opportunity to do that.
That's the way we really would change the distance of travel for the pedestrian. And, Chris?
Yeah, I apologize. I've got sick kids, so I have to run anyway, but I knew that you're talking about this. I came down, and I don't know if it was mentioned earlier, and I can appreciate Mike's sentiments for consistency, but if you change that to angle parking on that side right there, that's going to be the only block where you're coming through the throat of a lighted intersection that has angle parking that's backing out that short, because if you look at the intersection on the corner of Lake and Water, you've got that entire entrance to Fifth Third Bank before the angle parking starts backing out. So when people are northbound right there, southbound coming across, you know, instead of watching the intersection and watching for people, they're not necessarily going to be looking for taillights. And you're basically going to choke the intersection for a car backing out that can't see the guy coming straight through from the party store, whereas opposed to the way it is now, if you're coming northbound, and of course we're trained and it is the way it is, I'm looking for taillights and people walking out between cars coming up to Ace Hardware and before I decide I'm going to navigate the light. You know, my concern would be that as you come through southbound from the One Country Provisions across the intersection of Pat O'Brien, first and foremost, I got to navigate that intersection, make sure there's no people coming one way or the other, because they'll still walk out regardless of the lighting. And then you got to worry about a car coming out that can't see you, because now they have to look across the intersection and see the car's coming on a green light. That would be my concern about making that change, because it's so short to the corner, as opposed to the opposite corner on North Lake Street, where the Fifth Third Bank is. That's that whole drive to Fifth Third Bank provides you that cushion to get through that light before you have to worry about people backing out of that angle parking.
No, it actually isn't.
You don't think so?
Because I think the intersections that I don't know if you were here when we talked about that earlier, Chris, and they're somewhat different, but they're more similar than what you're having at Fifth Third, is right here in front of Jim's. When you're coming through this intersection now, right here in front of Ace Hardware and in front of Thick and Juicy. Now, I'll grant you that this island is wider here than this would be here. It gives you more stacking space.
As is the one on Lake Street.
But we do have, well, not anywhere, not to this degree.
What was that, Jim?
I think it just is quite wide from Lake Street.
Yep. Yep.
Right. I'm only concerned about the width of that bulb out that you have there, because the other intersections as you're coming through, even if you're coming eastbound on, that bulb is wider in front of Jim's, like he's saying. There's a little bit more space there to navigate that than there is coming south from the party store to try and squeeze as many to get the two additional angle parking that you're going to get in on path. Just an observation. I mean, to get the extra two parking spaces is great, but to create a situation that doesn't, you know, that the other people have to navigate, especially people that may not be familiar with the town, would be a concern. That's all I'm thinking.
Thank you, Chris.
Andy?
Andy?
Something I might add to counter some of Chris's thought process here is, as you're coming south from the party store, you remember we've got all that traffic and road maneuvering coming from the boulevard area that slowed traffic down immensely before they even get to that point. So I think traffic speed and all the maneuvering that people are doing, they're already paying attention. I don't think that's really an issue at this point.
Like we said a couple times down here, there hasn't been a real great consensus on this. I mean, there's trade-offs on anything that you do. There's pros and cons on each. There's no perfect solution, and that's why the buck stops with you guys.
Rod,
one last
comment.
Yes,
Jim. Chris is talking about cars are approaching that
angled parking, proposed angled parking over by Pepper and by Shep. They're going there from three directions. They're rolling around the corner, making a right turn, they're rolling around the corner, making a left turn, they're coming straight. As it is right now, next to the Ace Hardware, you're concerned either somebody come out of the alley, which is very infrequent, or people coming down Park Street going to work on. That's all you're concerned about. So you're making your decision to back out. And as you're backing out, you're mainly looking at that, but you aren't concerned about every which direction. You just, am I going to back into some car that's coming down the road at the yard and just stop? Mm-hmm. Wait till it gets by you, and then you back out. When you flip to the opposite side, you got to be concerned, is somebody going to roll on that corner real fast? Is somebody coming three different directions? Yeah. That's what I'm asking. When I first saw that, I agreed with Larry when he said that I'll keep that line going straight. It made sense to me. I didn't see why I had to have parking next to my parking. In retrospect, walking out there and watching cars go by, I really think it's very the way it is right now. Maintains that handicapped spot right in the corner by the alley there, too, but they're nice.
All right, Dan?
Mike's covered most of this pretty well. As I mentioned to you at the last commission meeting, we've looked at each of the different parking options for this intersection. We've looked at angle parking on one side, the opposite side, parallel parking on both. And you've got several different groups that know well, but no two groups have any consensus as to what they want. Your safest option would be parallel parking on both sides, which means there's two parking places. You want to squeeze more spaces in, something has to give, and somebody is going to think it's the wrong idea. The other issue has come up several times on previous projects. When we build an intentional offset, the commission gets complaints and they brought them back to us, and we tried to avoid that. So basically, the plan will work. If you have a minor change that you want, we can move forward and do a field change order. At this point, it's a compromise plan, and I think it's a good one, and we should go ahead.
Just as we're looking at it right here, with the one angle parking on the Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm. As Mike would suggest, or any other one you'd like to.
That would be my least preferred option right there, because you're losing four parking spaces then. Mm-hmm. I recall all the discussions and stress we've gone through with regards to maintaining parking spaces. We talked about people are buying parking spaces, what's an appropriate price for them. We came up with numbers over $10,000 per parking space. That's just the price to replace the parking space, let alone the volume of revenue or business that brings in those four spaces, bring into the various stores downtown. So I'm trying to speak up for the business owners downtown to make sure that we have as much reliable, safe parking as possible. And again, I hear all these comments with regards to angle parking and parallel parking. We've had them for decades here, and there hasn't been a spate of accidents. We've gone through the police department records and checked these time and time again as we've done our project. Will there be bump fender benders? Yes. A lot of it's caused because people have trucks that are too big for those parking spaces. And unfortunately, at this corner, we're going to see a lot of them because they want to visit Jim's store because they need supplies for going and doing some of their projects. Or the co-op. So, I mean, it's trying to fit everything into these small areas.
Okay. Terry.
So, what is your final recommendation? Are you saying angled on the west side by O'Brien's? Versus Ace Hardware? I guess I'm confused. As
I believe angle parking on one of those two spaces is preferred to parallel parking on one of those two sides.
Okay,
right, so let's start with that.
Sure.
I'm real uncomfortable with that offset that's shown with regards to, yeah, I don't know if we can go to the color ones that show the lanes that are with regards to that. So my preference is probably for the one with regards to the angle at Pat O'Brien's. I don't like shrinking the bulb out up there. I think that's I don't like spending more money to do that, and I don't like the idea that it's going to take away from pedestrian or entertainment areas in the downtown, which is part of our budget in that area.
I do agree with Jim with regard to his visualization's concerns with regards to if you're using the angle parking spaces that are next to his places right now, you only have one place to, you have one direction mainly to look at versus a couple of them. But we do have several other spaces where you do have those similar situations, those three areas that I identified earlier. I don't think it's going to be that much different. I don't think it's going to be that much. I don't think it's going to be safer here. So to answer your question shortly, Pat O'Brien.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
May I have a follow-up on that? Can I follow up on that?
Sure.
Okay. That's why I asked Larry the specific question, and I asked Officer Rosenberg the specific question to get to the facts. Mm-hmm. And as far as angle parking, Officer Rosenberg indicated no major crisis there, not enough to absolutely get rid of it. Larry has indicated that one way or the other, there's no problem. So with those two facts addressed by two experts, we're back to do we keep parallel and lose two parking spots, or do we go angled and gain them back? And obviously, in my opinion, it makes common sense to regain those spots back there. As far as Larry already indicated, we can increase the bulb out on the east side to make up, if not all, a good portion of what's got to be shaved on the west side up there. And I do respect Mike's concern and opinion on pedestrian gathering area. But I think this is primarily the design would be for road, for traffic, and also for the pedestrian traffic along the section there with True Value and Ace Hardware there, the co-op. So based on what I'm hearing and comments, I'm going to recommend that that we retain the angle parking on Ace Hardware. Larry has indicated the 45-degree narrows it down more, gives more of a chance for a viewing angle for safety. I think that's the least restrictive. There's going to be a little bit of a change. Yes, we've already, that's already been done a little bit here in town by the Fifth Third area and so forth. So I don't think it's that critical. And I would recommend and propose that we move forward with the project with that recommendation based on the factual information from the experts and the ability of local businesses there in town to not lose two spots and keep it continuous on one side. That would be my recommendation.
Continuous parallel.
Continuous angle parking in front of Co-op and Ace Hardware. Mm-hmm. And then parallel at the west side front of O'Brien's.
I'll make a motion that the City Commission authorize seeking of bids for the South Park Street reconstruction project as revised, with the exception of changing the first four parallel parking spaces on the west side of Park Street, south of Water Street, to six angle parking spaces.
Yeah. West side or east side?
East side.
West.
West.
West. West. West side.
Which is just, so let's clarify, is just the opposite of what Derek said.
No. Right. The west, no, west side is in front of.
Oh. Yeah.
The west side is in front of Pat O'Brien's.
Right. Bring up the version that just represents what he just said.
Just what, okay. What I heard him say was this option.
Right, that's what he said. Yeah.
That's right. That's the motion you just made.
Yep.
Which is different than what Derek's.
Right.
Okay.
I'm right. Okay.
That was a motion you
had to clarify because. So which motion's on the floor?
For angle parking.
This one is what?
This one. Yes.
The on Base Hardware.
Right.
Then that's the east side.
Yeah, not the west side. Yes.
Yeah. East Hardware is here. Pat O'Brien's is here. Yeah. One country provisions, Derek.
They're so confused.
This one is the west side, and this is the east side.
Right.
With it, my motion is to leave the angle parking on the, in front of Ace Hardware and Carol.
So east side, not west. Okay. This is the one. Okay.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead, Tom.
With respect to department head, and chief of police, and city manager, and our engineering firm, this is not the recommendation that they propose. So I would prefer it on the west side as presented to us tonight, based on our department. We have three department heads, city management, and the engineer that recommended to us the west side.
Okay.
So.
Thank you,
no,
Tom.
They didn't.
So, and the motion.
No.
We have a motion. It's been seconded. And
that was discussion.
That was the discussion part. So, any further discussion?
For the record, I just want to indicate that Larry did not endorse one or the other. He indicated there wouldn't be a problem either way.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call.
Crunch?
No.
Needhammer?
No.
Sansom?
Yes.
Town?
Yes.
Gaylord?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Before we go into new business, I'm going to call for a 5-minute break. I'll make a motion to take a 5-minute break. That allow CAD development to be able to set up. Everybody a chance to stretch for a minute.
Second.
Roll call.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Motion carried?
Right. I think it's the same.
5-minute break.